And now on Nights, it's time for Health Matters. Thanks to the Sydney Adventist Hospital. Healthcare, education, research. Yours for life.
Now, we do this each week with this great institution, the SAN Hospital, where we talk about medical issues, and this is something I really am unfamiliar with. There'll be those of you that will know about this. It's called syncope, but it's essentially when you have a blackout or a faint. I think going back quite some years, I may have had something. Yeah, you just essentially just black out, you faint. More than 50% of the people who do this end up hospitalised. On discharge, less than half of the people will know what's caused it. And it's pretty easy to understand the damage here. As you get older, you could fall over. There could be fractures. You could find someone who falls, who has a blackout, and they could be in serious danger. Now, there's an estimate of something like $127 million to manage this in our public sector hospitals. But at the SAN, they've got a new blackout and faints clinic. It's actually opening tomorrow. It's a one-stop shop. And they'll have cardiologists and neurologists and geriatricians to diagnose what's causing it and also to plan treatment. So, look, wherever you are, you might be outside the Sydney area, but this is going to be very interesting. We're going to learn a bit tonight because we've got the interventional cardiologist, Dr. Peter Illies, who joins us on the line now from the SAN. Good evening to you, Doctor.
Good evening.
Syncope, I mean, this is the term that's used, but essentially it's just when you have a blackout or you have a sudden fainting spell. Can you just describe it for us? Because am I using the right term, just sudden fainting or a blackout?
Yeah. So essentially it's a transient loss of consciousness with recovery. And there are most people who have syncope will fall over. They may lose consciousness, and then they recover. And there are a lot of causes of syncope. Some are nasty, and such as nasty arrhythmias, and others are quite benign, such as what we call reflex arrhythmias or vasovagal arrhythmias.
Yeah, just to nail it down, if we can, though. So you have this blackout. You feel faint. You have a dizzy spell. Does it mean you fall, or you might just flop into your chair or lose consciousness? And what age groups are we talking about here as well?
So not everyone blacks out completely. Some people get the sensation that they're going to black out, but they don't. That's called pre-syncope. If they actually black out and lose consciousness, that's called syncope. Generally, it can affect any age group, but the older age groups tend to be more affected because of medication and the adaptive reflexes to keep us standing upright are often a bit more sluggish than in the younger population.
Yeah. I'm looking here, for instance, the different types of this. You're talking neurological, orthostatic, cardiac. So there's a whole range of causes of this.
Yes. So just in brief terms, neurological would involve something like epilepsy, where people fall over, undiagnosed epilepsy. Cardiological, this can be due to arrhythmias or rhythm disturbances, either very fast rhythms or very slow rhythms, or something like heart valve disease, where there might be a blockage in a valve, or something wrong with a heart muscle, the pumping action called a cardiomyopathy. Probably the most common causes are induced by medication. So medication, some of them cause a drop in blood pressure, particularly things like for treatment of Parkinsonism and also treatment of high blood pressure. And then we get causes which all the fainters in Sydney have. You know, people who get a jab and then faint, that's called reflex syncope or neurocardiogenic or probably the layman known as vasovagal. It's a way where people get a fright or see something unpleasant or pain, the heart slows down, the blood pressure drops, and they might faint. It's benign, but they can still injure themselves when they fall over.
Yeah, and that would based on what you've just described, someone who Ben has this fainting spell, this dizzy spell, this blackout, must then have to undergo a whole range of tests to work out which of those is the cause.
Yes. Because there's some, particularly people who are driving, we need to know what the cause is and whether this is likely to occur while they're driving or when they're up a ladder or in working in construction. So all of these, it's very important to get a diagnosis. And because if we can work out what's causing it, there are usually effective treatments for these conditions.
So this SAN, Heart Blackouts and Faints Clinic, so it's you're really spelling it out in the name as what you're dealing with. It's the first one of its kind, I think, across the country. So you've got cardiologists, neurologists, geriatricians, a whole range of people who do all the tests in one go.
Yes, that's correct. And that way, hopefully, we can prevent people having inappropriate tests and get streamlined into the most appropriate specialty. For example, if someone who faints might have epilepsy and land up with a cardiologist, he would have probably inappropriate cardiological investigations instead of appropriate neurological investigations. And the same thing in someone who has a cardiac problem might land up with a neurologist and have a lot of unnecessary tests performed. So this way we're trying to nail down what the problem is and do appropriate referral and appropriate investigations and treatments to sort out our patients.
And the case, from what I can gather, lands in a room where you then have a review by multiple specialists and work out which of you is the one that's going to deal with it.
Yeah. So most people will have some baseline tests which are mandatory to work out what the problems are. Like everyone would have an ECG, would do some blood tests, make sure the person's not anemic or this really obvious cause for these blackouts. In our clinic, we'd have a group of tests which most people will go through, and then based on history and review, they can be channeled into the appropriate a specialty or appropriate investigations.
Yeah, and I'm looking at the, I guess, the treatment options from lifestyle, nutrition, increasing blood pressure, more depending on which of the causes has been identified.
That's correct. Yes.
Yeah, and I see there's a New England Journal of Medicine report indicating if it's cardiac syncope causing the blackouts and falls, there's a 10% increase in the risk of the death of death at 6 months. Is that right?
Yes, that's correct. So one of the things we plan to identify at the clinic is the cardiac causes.
Yep.
And particularly some people may need a pacemaker if their heart rate goes very slowly. And some other problems like narrowings of the valves, these can all be sorted out to improve the prognosis.
Okay, look, it's quite exciting. We might check in with you down the track because I find this very, very interesting, and it's obviously something that a lot of people haven't heard of, and there may be people who've had... Do you think there might be people who've had instances where they may hear this and think, you know what, it was just a mild case, but maybe I should be doing something?
Yeah, I think they're probably... Quite a few people actually don't come to the hospital or report this to their GP for various reasons. Some are fearful of what might be found, and others don't want to jeopardize their driver's license or their job.
Yes.
So there's some instances there is underreporting of the symptom, but what we can say is most cases of this can generally find a cause and an active management plan to prevent it happening.
Okay, all right.
And some causes are life-threatening, so we sort those out.
All right, look, it's great to talk to you. It sounds fascinating, and we might check in with you down the track and see how progress has gone, but it's opening tomorrow. Doctor, thank you for your time.
Okay, thank you for having me.
Dr. Peter Illies, a cardiologist. And look, the Blackout and Faints Clinic, it kicks off tomorrow, and they're bulk billing, but you've got to get a referral from a GP. So if you're in the Sydney area, just look at their website, Blackout and Faints Clinic at the SAN. It's pretty easy to find it. Or just have a look at that website for more information about what we've just been discussing if you're outside Sydney and you need to take some action.